This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, representing his state's 8th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's the vice chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as the House of Representatives voted to successfully approve a continuing resolution through March 18th that included about $4 billion in change in spending cuts. Now it's up to the U.S. Senate to determine whether or not that's going to fund the government for the next couple of weeks. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Just a couple of weeks ago, of course, House Republicans passed a continuing resolution through the rest of the fiscal year with several dozen billions of dollars in cuts over that time. Why the move now to this? What did you get back or not get back from the Senate that makes you believe this is necessary?
Well, I think the Senate's pushing back on any cuts of significant measure. And our point is, look, our first priority is removing barriers to job growth, getting the economy going. So you have to tackle these dangerous deficits so that private business investment from job creators will come back in and start the recovery going. The Senate is balking at those cuts. And so Republicans have simply said, look, our goal isn't shut down the government. Our goal is to shrink it, you know, to get its financial house in order. So we proposed a two-week extension. But we're serious about that $100 billion in cuts. So every two-week extension will have a $4 billion price tag. That's the proportionate part of our $100 billion. And, you know, my first thought is, you know, surely Senate Democrats aren't going to shut down the federal government over what amounts to savings of 1/1000th of the federal budget. I mean, who believes Washington doesn't waste that much money? I think clearly everyone does.
So you anticipate then this is going to be an every two-week event, basically?
You know, it may be. I hope that's not the case because I don't think that's the most desirable approach. But some of the Democrats up here, too many, are in denial about the deficit. We're running, gosh, $1.5 trillion deficit again this year, third year basically in a row. And it's $1 trillion deficits every year for the next decade if we don't change our way. So, you know, we've got to start somewhere, and this year's budget, to me, is the very first place to start.
Do you expect a showdown at some point? And I guess you're kind of in the midst of one right now, but if Democrats go with this continuing resolution, you're saying the next one will be $4 billion less expensive than that, and so on down the line. So do you expect at some point there's going to be a showdown over this and potentially at least a brief stoppage of government functioning?
You know, I don't think so. Simply because, as Republicans, we've just said, look, we're going to continue to, you know, trim away at this budget, you know, every week until we get it down. And I think the Senate Democrats are going to have to decide, you know, are they willing to shut down this government? And are they at some point going to embrace cuts? I think at the end of the day, they do. I just think right now they're trying to resist it every week they can. But they need to understand Republicans in the House will relentlessly pursue these savings.
The Republicans have made it very clear that you absolutely want to cut spending and that you absolutely don't want to see a government shutdown. But what's the line in the sand if you go with a $4 billion cut and they say, well, here's $1 billion in cuts? So where is an acceptable line and where is unacceptable?
Yeah, I think for us the line is $4 billion every 2 weeks till we get there. If they want to bring forward a bigger package for the rest of the year, you know, we're going to sit down with them. We recognize, you know, Senate Democrats and the White House have got us a bit outnumbered, but, you know, we're just dead serious about making these cuts. And most of the savings we've identified came from the president's own commission on deficit reduction. So it's hard, we think, for the White House to disagree on savings they've already essentially signed off on. So we think we're handling it in a pretty responsible manner.
So as much as you don't want to see the government shut down, you're basically saying your commitment to reducing the size of this government trumps even keeping the government in business.
If we want this economy going, if we want to get our financial house in order, we need to cut spending now. And that is the path we're going to take.
You mentioned before that the key here is job creation. What about these cuts? So what else involved in this package or other packages out there that you think will do a good job of creating conditions ripe for greater employment?
Well, it seems like, you know, for job creation, there is no substitute for business investment. When job creators invest in either, you know, new workers, new equipment, new plants, new warehouses, they're confident in the recovery, and they're going to start hiring people back. Right now, there's $2 trillion of that capital sitting on the sidelines, businesses just believing this is the wrong environment of government. So, you know, we're having real, I think, huge difference in vision on how to get the economy going. Democrats believe it's all boosted by government spending. We know it's boosted by the private sector, and we've seen now, you know, new report out this week, Democrats are clinging to that these budget cuts would cost jobs, but in fact, this is the same group that promised us millions of new jobs after the stimulus. And in fact, we have still lost more than 2 million jobs since the stimulus began. So, you know, if new government spending was the answer, we'd have the best recovery in the world. But clearly and painfully, we don't.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He's the vice chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. And Congressman, there was a report, I believe that was out today, certainly very recently, that suggests that there's a lot of waste in the government, big surprise, but a lot of it's due to duplicate, ineffective programs that cost folks billions of dollars, taxpayers billions of dollars, and many of it's obviously just overlapping. How much do you see of that, and how easy is it to kind of peel that back and figure out what you can do away with?
We see the duplication. It's been hard to appeal those programs off. There's always somebody who thinks they're the champion for that program, but as the report today said, you know, there's 82 separate programs that deal with quality improvement of teachers. There's 47 separate job training programs, 50-some different programs in an area I can recall in a moment. But there is so much waste in our government, between $100 and $200 billion a year, and I think that's a short estimate. I think this year is critical. You know, the bill to extend the budget through the rest of the year is an opportunity to cut out those programs. The five-year budget that will be coming out of Paul Ryan's budget committee in the next month is another opportunity. The debt ceiling is yet another opportunity. The U-cut, weekly U-cut votes on these programs are a weekly opportunity to cut spending. And then I've got a sunset bill that sets up a sunset commission that puts an expiration date on all these federal programs and agencies where they face elimination unless they can justify their existence to taxpayers. And we've found in Texas and 24 other states, what that does is cut out these programs that duplicate each other and eliminate obsolete agencies. So we've got some good tools. We're going to need the American public behind us as we make these cuts because Washington, they're fighting them tooth and nail, every dollar.
Last 30 seconds, because we know you've got to run, Congressman. Real quickly, you mentioned the debt ceiling. When can we expect that debate, and what's your sense of where you stand on that right now?
You know, I think it's going to be April or May at the earliest in that, because revenue starts to come in as people pay their taxes. So it's not quite as dire as I think the White House projects. In the House, House conservatives, House Republicans, we will not vote for a debt limit increase until we have either spending cuts or we start cutting up the credit cards of the federal government. At the end of the day, I'm convinced America will pay its debt. We have to pay our debts. But, you know, when you get yourself this deep in a hole, just denying it and continuing it is just not an option at this point.
Congressman, as always, we thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it very much.
Greg, thank you.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, vice chairman of the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.